Grandpa East, I don't know where he was from. There was originally from Scotland.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Somebody drove through
and my grandmother used to.
They were born in England. Her fault.
What's your husband's occupation? Well, he's retired, but he is working.
And what kind of work does he do?
Custodian maintenance for the pool school.
And does he belong to the First Baptist Church?
Mm-hmm.
And how old is he?
He's 66.
And where was he born?
Commerce, Georgia.
Do work born somewhere.
And do you know how much education he has?
I think he told me he went to the 11th grade.
Do you know how old he was when he came to Poole?
About 23.
Mm-hmm. And had he lived in Commerce up until that time?
You know, he'd been all around in different states and all, you know, working.
Mm-hmm. But he lived in Poole since he's been 23. And where are his people from? Are they all from
Commerce?
What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.?
I call it evening.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
sunrise.
And what do you call the time of day when the sun disappears?
Night.
Well, what's the opposite of sunrise? Mm-hmm. An expression that has sun in it. In the morning,
sunset. Mm-hmm.
If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
fine.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Thunderstorm.
What do you call a shelf over a fireplace?
I call it a mantle.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
I can't even say andirons, I think they're called. So.
Yeah, that's bad. I think I'm going to move this over. Better. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Logs.
The little pieces
Kindling.
Of wood. And what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers?
That light one.
Do you all have a fireplace?
Mm-hmm, I have two. One in the bedroom and one in the living room.
Do you use them?
I mean, yes, I use them. These children are crazy about fireplaces.
So am I.
I
think
am
they're wonderful.
Too.
I think they make a house look so nice and cheerful. What do you call a place with a rod and hammers? That's right. Where overcoats are hung up.
Clothes closet.
A dog's name.
What's the doll's name? Sherry, what's the doll's name? Not going to tell me. What do you call a big piece of furniture that you can hang clothes up in?
You mean with the base on it and all?
Yeah, like it might have drawers and a big door on the side with a mirror on it.
I think they call that a hall rack.
Okay. Well, now, would this be the same thing as a wardrobe or a chiffonier?
No.
Well,